Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Huh. Hmm. Oh. Hey, Megan? Megan, it's quiet reading time right now. You're supposed to be reading in silence.
Right, sorry.
It's okay. Okay, back to reading.
Huh. Megan!
Megan, what are you laughing?
Okay, yeah,
what's
Megan,
so
you have
funny?
To tell us what's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, it's just, it's my favorite gossip blog. It's called Ship Life, you know, because it's all about celebrities and their relationships, etc. Oh, it is just such a juicy blog. I just love it.
Who writes the blog?
Well, no one knows. The writer is anonymous. Huh. Her identity is a secret, but she calls herself The Stowaway. Yeah, and she's friends with all these total weirdos and writes about all the weirdo stuff they do. Oh, isn't it fun?
Megan, I had no idea you were into gossip blogs.
Well, as you know, Lee, I'm an actor, and as an actor, training is only half of the job. The other half is knowing everything about the lives of more famous actors and making it your business to know their business.
Ooh, well, Megan, you gotta tell us some of this juicy blog goss.
It would be my pleasure. The four, that's what she calls the weirdo she hangs out with. The four had me at my absolute wit's end today. They spent the whole day practicing English accents. It was so horrible to watch. XOXO, The Stowaway.
That's what we did today.
Ooh, nice try, Pat Lamb, but I feel like that was a little bit more Australian.
An English accent is more like an ace.
Ugh, these folks that she blogs about are awful, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, new blog post on the blog. Listen, now they're all sitting around drinking milk right out of the carton.
Hey, that's what I'm doing right now.
Ooh, but the blog goes on. Except for Lee, who's drinking thick old milk called kefir.
Hey, wait, Lee's name is Lee.
Yeah, and I'm drinking kefir, but it's not old, it's fermented.
Ooh, there's more. Lee is always saying stuff like, it's not old, it's fermented.
Hey, that's what I just said!
Whoa, Megan, is this blog about us?
What? No, of course not, no. I mean, the people that she blogs about are terrible. There's this one woman, Megan, whom the blogger is always going on and on about. Apparently, she's an actress, but like, you know, in an annoying way. Wait a second. I'm an actress, but in an annoying way.
Oh no! The blog is coming from inside the ship! Gabe, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
Just think of the most weird things that you can never think of.
I put some jokes in there.
I hope you like it.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
And then all that gets turned into a juicy gossip blog that I used to love until I realized it was about me. I will find who was writing it. I will find them.
Megan, it's okay. Calm down. Why don't we just do a story?
Yes. A story. That's what we do best. We'll do a story, and then I will find them.
Yeah, okay, sure, right, of course. But first, a story. Listeners, this first story is about an unlikely superhero who has, well, a pretty unique way of saving the world. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Lydia. I'm 7 years old, and I live in Alaska. This is my story, Superbag.
The following trailer has been rated V for very cool.
In a world full of bags.
Paper or plastic?
Better make it plastic. There's a storm a-brewing.
One lonely shopping bag.
Now that I'm unpacked, I might as well throw this empty bag out the window.
Is about to discover.
Ooh, looks bad out there.
Look at that plastic bag floating around in the air.
It's so beautiful.
That he's so much more.
Oh, I hope that lightning doesn't hit that bag.
Than just a bag.
It's just a bag. What's the worst that could happen? Whoa!
Oh my gosh. What is the way? What's
happening? I'm alive.
It's alive!
He's Super Bag.
Super Bag?
That's right.
And he's here to save the world, one person at a time.
I'm being chased by a bear, and now I'm lost in the woods. Help, help, I'm cold, tired, and scared. Who will save me? What's that? A cape and green lasers in the sky? Well, it must be a...
Super Bag?
Oh, no, that's not what I was going to say at all. I was going... the bear is back!
I've got you!
Wow! Thanks, Super Bag!
All in a day's work. Now to take you someplace safe.
A hospital?
Even better, a roller coaster!
Yay!
But is the world ready?
Boss, I got a real scoop about a new hero in town.
McMichaels, the last thing I need is another superhero story.
This one's different. He's a bag.
A bag?
His superpowers are laser eyes and flying.
I'm listening.
He can find people who are lost and hurt with his laser eyes, then scoop them up into himself.
Into himself?
And then...
Let me guess, he takes them home, right?
Wrong. He flies them to amusement parks.
Gotta say, I did not see that coming. So if he's a bag, how does he talk and stuff?
Oh, it's weird. He can definitely talk and has a mouth, but, like, don't ask me where it is. It's really hard to describe. You just kind of have to see it.
Weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
But he'll soon discover it's not easy being a bag.
Well, well, well. We finally meet, Super Bag. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Evil Doctor Reusable Grocery Tote.
Unhandle me, villain!
The world may love you, but what do you think they'll say when they find out your secret?
What secret?
That you're non-recyclable!
No!
In a hostile world, he'll have to find his way.
Members of the Security Council, we scientists don't know what this quote-unquote superhero is capable of. Sure, he's taking people to amusement parks, which is objectively awesome, but at what cost?
He'll need a little help from some old friends.
It takes a lot of nerve for you to fly back into this grocery store after you left without even saying goodbye.
Oh, Paper, I was a different bag then. I never stopped loving you.
And some new allies.
The whole gang's here, Super Bag. Satchel.
Hey.
Bindle.
Yep.
Knapsack.
Hello.
Barf.
Blah.
Doggy.
Roof.
Duffel. Drawstring.
Bonjour.
Clutch.
Hello.
And me, transparent blue recycling trash bag.
Bags, assemble!
This summer.
Help!
his henchmates.
Help! I'm existentially lost.
A bag will rise.
Save us, Super Bag!
I'll save you, and then we'll ride the log flume.
This summer, he's got this in the bag. Super Bag!
That'll be $21.50. Paper or plastic?
Paper, come on. I'm a bag, not a monster.
Available on VHS and Betamax August 18th.
The end.
Wow, that story was so
incredible.
That was a great story.
Yeah.
Also, I was great in it.
No, you did an amazing job.
But I feel like we're so
mean.
Talented.
Guys,
yeah, you were amazing.
Guys, wait. There's a new post. Okay. As always, the Story Pirates performed a story written by a kid. The story was amazing, but now they're all congratulating themselves like they just landed on the moon or something. They think they're so great. It's exhausting. XOXO, the stowaway.
Hey!
I mean, we were doing that, but Lee, your character work in that last story really did deserve an Oscar.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, there's another one. They think their performances are Oscar-worthy, as if XOXO, the stowaway.
Who is writing this?
I need to get to the bottom of this. Investigate. I know how it's done because I once played a starring role on the show Cops.
That show doesn't have...
Who will help me interrogate everyone on the ship? It's gonna take all day and maybe part of the night. What's that, Rachel's pet lamb? You'll help me? Fantastic. All right, Story Pirates, line up. It's time to talk. Rolo, is this your blog?
No, of course not. I love the Story Pirates. I would never gossip about them on the internet. Also, what's the internet? Oh, that sounds bad.
Oh, well, it mostly is. Next, Siegfried, did you start this blog?
On the Sword of Balmung, I did not. I do not partake in idle gossip. Although one time, Aslog the Bold spilled lingonberries all over his tunic. And boy, did I laugh!
Not now, Lamb. Let me ask the questions. Next, the wind. Did you do this?
I'm the wind.
Oh, not helpful. Peter, was it you?
No.
Lee?
What? Of course not.
Oh, Rachel.
Never.
Pet Lamb?
Gasp.
Okay, there's a new post up. Today has been a day. I went around interrogating Story Pirates with Megan, and let's just say she's one tough character. But she barely let me speak, just barreled through as if I wasn't even there. XOXO, the stowaway!
Whoa, I think it is...
Okay, it's time for me to use the art of deduction to get to the bottom of this. Whoever is running this blog lives on the ship and was with me all day. Okay, quiet down, Petland. I'm trying to figure out who could it be. I got it. It was me? No, that's not right. Okay, the stowaway is... Rachel's pet lamb!
Gasp!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website, Carnegie Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
It was Rachel's pet lamb!
Gasp.
What? A pet lamb? I've never felt so betrayed in my life. Why did you do this to me? To us? Wow. You're so right, Pet Lamb. I'm so sorry. You've really been there for me, but lately I've let all the podcast fame go to my head and I haven't been there for you. You're totally right. I should have let you ask the questions when we were interrogating people to see who wrote the blog that you were writing all along.
I'm sorry too. Even though I don't know for what.
Same here. I think we all learned a very valuable lesson today that was well articulated by this lamb. But, Rachel's pet lamb, what did you learn? Well said. Yeah. Gossip is fun until it's about you.
Hey, but back to the blog. Here's what you should write next. 4 podcast celebrities learned a valuable lesson today. They really are magnificent.
Ooh, yes, and say they're so nice.
Oh, and add that they're fun to be around.
And good at accents.
Ooh, new post. The 4 have learned nothing, but I still love them.
Hey, you want to do another story? You got it.
Listeners, this next story is about a group of siblings who have way too much screen time. Just not in the way you'd expect. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hello, my name is Oscar. I live in Canada, BC, Canada to be exact, and this is my story. Some TVs have big problems.
Hey,
Mom, is dinner ready?
Oh, not quite, Flicky.
I'm not Flicky, I'm Sean.
Oh, sorry, Sean.
Mom, is there anything to eat?
Oh, just look in the fridge, Tricky.
I'm not Tricky, oh, I'm Mickey.
Sorry, Mickey.
No, I'm Tricky.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Mom, I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah,
we got something to eat.
Quadruplets?
Yeah?
Out of my way.
Sorry.
Oh, just go grab some popcorn and ginger ale and watch some TV or something. Oh, quadruplets. You think you're having one child and then four. Oh, what a world.
Put on channel 10.
No, channel 24.
Channel 8.
Okay. Welcome back to the Slice is Right.
Ooh. Oh, come on. This show is...
Let's watch.
The only show where your slice is right. Uh-oh, hey now, you know what that sound means. It's time for the final question of the show. Contestants, how many pizza toppings are there at Pizza Cut, the pizza chain where your slice is right?
74.
You are correct!
Oh, big deal. Everyone knows Pizza Cut has 74 flavors.
Shh, I want to see what his prize is.
Okay, so come on up on stage.
Okay, thank you.
Now you have the chance to spin the Frostin' Pizza wheel, and you could win a new car!
Oh, that's nice.
Ugh, this show is so boring. It's so predictable.
Tell me about it.
Always the same thing.
Tell me about it. The only fun part is learning some facts, but the facts are always about pizza. Look, the contestant is about to spin the pizza wheel.
All right, now give it a good crank. Good luck.
Whoa, I gotta hand it to them. That spinning pizza wheel is pretty mesmerizing.
Yeah, I feel sort of drawn to it.
Tricky, you're getting close to the TV screen.
I need... to touch pizza wheel, it's so spinny.
Pizza wheel!
What happened? Everything's dark.
I think we got sucked into the TV.
But I can't see anything, like the TV is off.
Oh, hey, I'm holding the remote. I'll try turning it back on.
Whoa. Where are we?
We're in some sort of strange world where everything is made of candy?
Yeah! What show is this? I love it!
Woohoo! I'm climbing a peppermint tree! I'm jumping into a lake of cotton candy! We will never go hungry again!
Oh, Tricky is a little over the top, huh?
Tell me about it. I wonder if this remote will help us get back home.
Whoa. Where are we now?
We're right next to a huge castle. See the steeples and the turrets? It has several turrets marking its corners.
Yes, yeah, Mickey, we can all see the steeples and the turrets.
Yeah, you're like obsessed with turrets, dude.
Wait, where's Tricky?
I'm down here. And, we'll have to do a lot of laundry when we get home. That cotton candy lake that I was in is now just a pile of dirt. Help me out?
Grab our hands!
Thanks. Let's change the channel. Wow, sand. Glorious, glorious sand. White sand, black sand, yellow sand, beige sand. Everywhere you look is sausage?
Sausage? What's so funny? Why are you laughing at me, Tricky?
Sean, look up!
What?
You have a sausage wrapped around your head like a headband!
Huh? Get it off me!
Oh, come on, it's just an innocent sausage.
Stop laughing! Whoa, something's happening to the sausage!
It's growing?
Hello, I am Pat Liam.
The sausage jumped off your head and became a sheep.
Oh, wow, look, everybody. It's a genius. Of course I'm a sheep. Now, do any of you kids have raspberries? I'm so hungry.
Raspberries?
Yeah, what? You never seen a sausage grow into a sheep and demand raspberries?
No.
Okay, wow. Someone doesn't get out much then. I'll take some field grass if you have some.
What do you think this is? A grocery store?
Good one, Sean. Extremely funny joke, Sean.
Thanks.
Oh, rats. Okay, fine. Do you have any TV remotes, Dane?
Yeah, actually we do. Here you go.
Excellent. Now, I just have to find my map. Where is that thing? I left it somewhere in my wool. It should be right. Ah, there it is. Behold, my map.
Ugh, what are those smudges from?
Oh, that's ketchup. I use this map as a placemat sometimes.
Okay.
What, you never seen a sausage sheep eat on a treasure map before?
No! Wait, a treasure map?
Precisely. Now, I'm no expert, but I think we need to follow the squiggly line that connects this picture of a sheep to this big X.
This map is pretty simple, huh?
Okay, rude.
Sorry, I meant, it's great. I wonder what the treasure is.
Oh, I do hope it's Dijon ketchup.
What's Dijon ketchup?
Honestly, live a little. See the world. Expand your mind.
Is it like half mustard, half ketchup?
Yeah, it's half mustard, half ketchup. Anyway, let's follow this squiggly line. We're here at the X.
That was exhausting. Why was the line so squiggly? I feel like it took 3-4 times longer to get here that way.
And where's the treasure?
I think we have to dig.
Good thing I have shovels in my wool.
That's oddly convenient.
I aim to please.
Do you keep everything in your wool?
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen a sausage?
No, we haven't.
Let's just dig.
Hey, I've hit something.
There's something under here for sure. Listen.
Oh, snap.
We're in a crystal cave.
Ooh.
There's a golden treasure chest.
How do we open it?
I have a key.
Where?
In my wall.
Right, yes, of course. That makes perfect sense and all of this is normal.
All right, I'll just put this key in the lock and...
It's... a piece of paper?
Bow! Boo! Boo! I want a dish on ketchup!
The paper just says, find the slices right. Huh? As in that Channel 8 game show? The only game show where your slice is right?
It's all coming full circle.
Well, I'm out. Good luck, kids.
And he's a sausage again. Let's get out of here. I'll change the channel.
Okay, welcome back to everybody's favorite game show, The Slice is Right. Okay, now tell me, contestants, how many pizza toppings are there at Pizza Cut, the pizza chain where your slice is right?
74!
You are correct! All right, so come up here on stage, and now you have a chance to spin the frosting pizza wheel, and you can win a new car!
This show really is so predictable.
Come on, let's all spin the wheel together!
Ow! Hey, we're back in our living room. What an adventure.
Tell me about it. Glad that's over with.
Tell me about it. Let's go to the kitchen for dinner.
Tell me about it. Hi, Mom. Is dinner ready?
Mom?
Mom? Why are you turning your head slowly towards us like in a spooky movie?
Bah. Hi, kids.
Ah! She has a sheep head, literally.
Dinner's ready. We're having Dijon ketchup.
Yay!
Yay!
Pat, Liam, what are you doing here?
I followed my map.
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hello, Oscar speaking.
Hey, Oscar, it's Lee from the Story Pirates.
Hi, Lee.
It's so great to talk to you today. I love your story. Some TVs have big problems. It's like it's got so many different parts to it.
I got a lot of them from you guys, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the name for the sheep. Pat Liam, in your Wow in the World and Story Pirates crossover, the sheep, Rachel's lamb, is briefly called Pat Liam.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot about that. Oh, you know what? I think she's saying pet lamb, but it sounds like Pat Liam.
It's They sound practically alike.
That is so funny. I love that. Yeah, your story has so many different parts. I imagine you had to sort of have a lot of different ideas in order to write the whole thing.
Yeah, I made a rough draft, and then I wrote this, the story.
Okay, and can you tell listeners who might not know what that is, what a rough draft is?
It's a bit like a planning sheet,
mm-hmm.
and you put down all your ideas, and it's often really messy, and it has lots of corrections in it, and then you can make the final product.
Incredible. What I love about what you just said is you said that the rough draft can be messy with like crossouts and things written in and all that, because it's hard to write something perfectly the first time.
Yeah, especially on paper, because you can't erase really well on paper.
I have a question about the end of your story, because the end of your story has a huge twist.
Yeah, a mom with a sheep head.
That's like a twist right out of a horror movie. In that moment, when the mom turns her head and you see that it's a sheep's head and not a mom's head, how do you want the reader or listener to feel?
I just kind of want them to feel like, oh my gosh, is that a sheep? Yes, that is a sheep.
Like shock.
Yeah.
I love stuff with big twists like that at the end.
Yeah. Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you have an idea for what is actually happening in that moment? Like, what happened to the mom? Or is it the sort of thing that you want to leave up to the reader or listener to figure out?
I'd probably leave it up to the reader or listener. But what I would think is that she somehow saw the kids in the TV, and then Pat Liam hypnotized her and gave her a sheep head.
That's incredible. Oscar, thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome. I really appreciate you performing it.
It is our pleasure.
Thank you, Lee.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show, and thanks to our authors, Lydia and Oscar. Before we go, here's today's Story Spark. Kids, have you heard the recent news that scientists, for the first time ever, took a photograph of a massive black hole in space? Write us a story about what you imagine happens inside of that black hole, and ask a grown-up to show you the picture of the real black hole if you haven't seen it already. It's really cool. Grown-ups can submit stories to storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye-bye!
Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Annie Rose Strasser and Chris Neary. Produced for Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Andrew Miller. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. This episode features performances by Bianca Casusol, Chris Berry, Christina Grosspeach, Max Hegley, John O'Hustis, Quinton Johnson, Nick Canellis, Caroline Lux, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Justin Phillips, Jonathan Ross, Peter Russo, Lauren Ashley Smith, and Rachel Winitsky.
In a world full of bags, one lonely shopping bag is about to discover he's so much more than just a bag.
Whoa! Oh my gosh! What is going on? What's happening?
I'm alive!
He's super bag. This summer, he's got it in the bag. Super bag.